Chapter 67, Ancient and Modern Spiritualism. The scripture account of Saul's visit to the woman of Endor has been a perplexity to many students of the Bible. Some take the position that Samuel was actually present, but the Bible furnishes ground for a contrary conclusion. If Samuel was in heaven, he must have been summoned from thence, either by God or by Satan. None can believe for a moment that Satan had power to call the prophet from heaven to honor the incantations of an abandoned woman. Nor can we conclude that God summoned him to the witch's cave, for the Lord had already refused to communicate with Saul by dreams, by Urim, or by prophets. The message itself is evidence of its origin. Its object was not to lead Saul to repentance, but to urge him on to ruin. This is not the work of God, but of Satan. Furthermore, the act of Saul in consulting a sorceress is cited in Scripture as one reason why he was rejected by God. Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit, to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David the son of Jesse. 1 Chronicles 10, verse 13-14. Saul did not communicate with Samuel, the prophet of God, but with Satan. Satan could not present the real Samuel, but a counterfeit that served his purpose of deception. Ancient sorcery and witchcraft were founded upon a belief in communion with the dead. Those who practiced necromancy claimed to obtain through departed spirits a knowledge of future events. When they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God, for the living to the dead? Isaiah 8, verse 19. The gods of the heathen were believed to be the deified spirits of departed heroes. Thus the religion of the heathen was a worship of the dead. Speaking of the apostasy of the Israelites, the psalmist says, they joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Psalm 106, verse 28. That is, sacrifices that had been offered to the dead. In nearly every system of heathenism, the dead were believed to communicate their will to men, and also, when consulted, to give them counsel. Even in professedly Christian lands, the practice of communication with beings claiming to be the spirits of the departed has become widespread. Spiritual beings sometimes appear in the form of deceased friends and relate incidents connected with their lives and perform acts which they performed while living. In this way, they lead men to believe that their dead friends are angels. With many, their word has greater weight than the word of God. Many regard spiritualism as a mere imposture. Its manifestations are attributed to fraud. But while it is true that the results of trickery have often been palmed off as genuine, there have also been marked evidences of supernatural power. And many who reject spiritualism as human cunning will, when confronted with manifestations which they cannot account for, be led to acknowledge its claims. Modern spiritualism and ancient witchcraft, all having communion with the dead as their vital principle, are founded upon that first lie by which Satan beguiled Eve in Eden. Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, ye shall be as gods. Genesis 3, verse 4, 5. Alike based upon falsehood, they are alike from the father of lies. God said, the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5, 6. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Psalm 146, verse 4. The Lord declared to Israel, the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards, to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Leviticus 20, verse 6. The familiar spirits were not the spirits of the dead, but evil angels, the messengers of Satan. The psalmist, speaking of Israel, says that they sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils, and in the next verse, he explains that they sacrifice them unto the idols of Canaan. Psalm 106, verse 37-38. In their supposed worship of dead men, they were, in reality, worshiping demons. Identity of spiritualism revealed. Modern spiritualism is a revival of the witchcraft and demon worship that God condemned of old. It is foretold in the scriptures, which declare that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. In the last days there will be false teachers. 2 Peter 2, verse 1, 2. Spiritualist teachers refuse to acknowledge Christ as the Son of God. Concerning such teachers, the beloved John declares, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." 1 John 2, verse 22-23. Spiritualism, by denying Christ, denies both the Father and the Son, and the Bible pronounces it the manifestation of Antichrist. The lure by which spiritualism attracts the multitudes is its pretended power to draw aside the veil from the future. God has in His Word opened before us the great events of the future, all that is essential for us to know. But it is Satan's purpose to destroy men's confidence in God, lead them to seek a knowledge of what God has wisely veiled from them, and despise what He has revealed in His holy Word. Many become restless when they cannot know the outcome of affairs. They cannot endure uncertainty, and refuse to wait to see the salvation of God. They give way to rebellious feelings and run hither and thither in passionate grief, seeking intelligence concerning that which has not been revealed. If they would but trust in God and watch unto prayer, they would find divine consolation. This haste to tear away the veil from the future reveals a lack of faith in God, and Satan inspires confidence in his power to foretell things to come. By experience gained through long ages, he can often forecast, with a degree of accuracy, some future events to deceive misguided souls and bring them under his power. God himself is the light of his people. He bids them fix their eyes by faith upon the glories that are veiled from human sight. They have light from the throne of heaven, and have no desire to turn to the messengers of Satan. The demon's message to Saul was not meant to reform him, but to goad him to despair and ruin. Oftener, however, it serves the tempter's purpose best to lure men to destruction by flattery. Truth is lightly regarded, and impurity permitted. Spiritualism declares that there is no death, no sin, no judgment, no retribution. Desire is the highest law, and man is accountable only to himself. The barriers that God has erected to guard truth, purity, and reverence are broken down, and many are thus emboldened in sin. God is leading His people out from the abominations of the world, that they may keep His law. Because of this, the rage of the accuser of our brethren knows no bounds. The devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Revelation 12, verse 10, 12. Satan is determined to destroy the people of God and cut them off from their inheritance. The admonition, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation," Mark 14, verse 38, was never more needed than now.